from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Maurice Wigley, age 44 at the time of this interview.
I was raised in Syracuse, New York. For the most part, my immediate family was very tight. I come from a single parent home. My parents separated when I was in maybe sixth grade. I stayed with my mom, and my mother became ill and kind of had a nervous breakdown, like just because my pops left. And that's what brings me to Pittsburgh. I ended up having to come back to Pittsburgh because my mom being ill. And my mother is from Aliquippa, PA. And so I stayed in Aliquippa for part of my high school year. And my father lived on the north side. My mother passed away pretty early at 58 years old. She loved me and kept me going. She didn't have a lot. She ended up becoming disabled when I was in college. When I would need money, she would do the best she could. She would send me $2 in a card. You know, I would go to 7-Eleven and get a big gulp and two hot dogs. That would be my dinner. But that meant a lot to me. My grades in high school were average, unless it was a subject that I was interested in. And that is because I did not see at that time how important school was. So I did what I could do just to get by. I didn't get serious about it until I was in college and I knew that it was time to find my way, pay my own bills. So at that time, I was just jaded by what was going on in the community, other kids, sports, young ladies, games, hanging out, you understand? So I did just enough to get by. If I could change anything, I probably would have been a doctor, a pediatrician, put forth a little bit more effort, and not a little bit more, but a lot more effort in my schooling. I went to college at Clarion University of Pennsylvania for computer science. It was something that I didn't find fun, and I ended up changing my major to education. I'm certified K through 12, and after I began working and teaching, I obtained my master's in elementary education. After doing that, I received another certification in my principalship. And then here comes 2007, and I saw an opportunity here at Stowe Rocks Elementary School. And that's what brought me to this community. Advice for young black youth. One of the things that stands out for me is the misconceptions and the misunderstandings of what it means to be a young black man. The advice runs deep, you know, from what I see and hear every day. For me to walk and work, most of our staff being Caucasian, and to see kids walking through the hall, cussing at each other, wanting to fight each other, writing letters about what this gang is going to do to this gang is hurtful. And it's hurtful because a group of people may look at us like we hate ourselves and we hate each other. You know, and I always tell people, my hand has touched the hand that's touched the hand of a slave, just to show you how long ago that wasn't. That was a short time ago where we were all working together to be free, to be educated, to aspire to do incredible things. Knowledge is power. I didn't work hard enough. I didn't understand that. And I'm trying to just give you some digital overload on doing the best you can and learning as much as you can in the short time that we do have on this earth. And I think the time you have on this earth will be a lot longer, kind of miserable, if you don't absorb enough knowledge so that you can have a productive life.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Jalen Council, Franklin Hudson, and Carell Robinson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.